Feels good to love one another, sing praises to God, to go to His holy word, to be guided and directed, and to remember how great a Savior we have in Jesus. Thank you, Brother Lucas, for those songs about Jesus this morning. How many of you recognized the snares of the devil in the last week? See, homework from last week's lesson. Snares of the devil. How many of us said, "Satan, get behind me," in the last week? If you didn't, open your eyes, because he is there. And also open your eyes to make sure you've been with Jesus. So let's ask that question, seeing this is this week's topic of our lesson this morning, pulled from our passage. Been with Jesus. Have you been with Jesus in the last week? Did you call out for his presence? Did you recognize you needed that powerful blood that forgave you of the sins you committed? Did you need the guidance of the Holy Spirit to make good choices? I love that. Here I'm 55 years old, and it's a term my grandson's been taught. Good choices. Kind of what Jesus came down here to help us make good choices. But as the title of our lesson comes from Acts chapter 4, and we look at this passage of Scripture, they had marveled that they had been with Jesus. People had been healed. There's a noticeable miracle. They could not deny the fact of the truth that they were of God. That's going to happen in our lives, folks. We got loved ones that we love to death that aren't here this morning, because they deny the fact that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of us. Back, and these folks, we're not talking about heathens. We're talking about the Jews. We're talking about people that knew God's word, that were the best of the best at that time of God's people. They denied Jesus. It's easy to say, "Oh, they never knew," or "They're in a far remote island," or "What if? What if? What if?" But Jesus asks simply of us to be with him, to rely on him, to remember him in our choices in our daily lives. Just as the disciples did here in Acts chapter 4. Do we have in our world today people that don't want anybody to talk about Jesus? No prayer in schools. No prayer in public places. We can't put the Ten Commandments somewheres, right? Okay? Same thing's happening today, folks. That's the neat thing about the Word of God. We can read what happened back there to them, and the same thing happens today. There's still people denying Jesus. Okay? There's still people relying on themselves. There's still people that don't want anybody to speak about Jesus. Don't talk to me about sin. And I'll be honest with you, folks, we struggle with that in our culture. Because we joke more about sin than we cry about sin. And I ask us, as children of the Most High God and following Jesus, did Jesus joke about sin, or did Jesus cry about sin? And plead people to turn from it. He died on the cross because of the ugliness of sin. Let's make sure we don't fall into the trap of people that have come before us and of the world to deny Jesus and to joke about sin. Because sin keeps people from living forever. Sin keeps people denying Christ. It's not that they got too much money in the bank. It's not that they just haven't made a decision yet. It's not this, that, or the other thing. It's sin. Only sin keeps people from having eternal life. Same thing with us. Folks, once you've been baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, the possibility of sin keeping you from being faithful. We need to guard ourselves against it. We need to continue to marvel about Jesus. We need to be with Jesus. That's why we're here this morning. Thank you very much. That's why I love being here this morning. I forget that this is my, when I say my, not up here preaching, okay? Being here in worship service and seeing all you is the best time of my life. And when I start, and I stumble at thinking of other things and more important things and work or fun or racing or whatever it is, and I don't think about Jesus and I don't think about you guys and I don't think about us as God's children. Folks, I need to make sure that I go back so that I've been with Jesus. Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. That seems like a simple thing, right? Let's just follow Jesus. What would Jesus do, you know? But from the beginning of time, following God and obeying God has been a struggle for mankind. We still struggle with it today. I'm going to do what grandpa did or grandma did. Or those. My neighbor was such a good person. I never met a better, nicer person than my neighbor. I can't believe my neighbor doesn't have eternal life. Folks, if you're not in Jesus and following Jesus, there is no hope. Only through the blood of Christ is there hope. Only if you've truly been with Jesus is there hope. You can deny it. You can listen to men more than you can listen to God. We got to be cautious. Wonderful lesson here in Acts 4. That we don't become like the Jews back then and question everything. It's not wrong to question and reason with God. Did a little study this week about reasoning, and our lesson was almost about reasoning and reasoning with each other and reasoning with God. But you know what? People reason with God in their lives. They ask God questions. How come, God? So that's not a wrong thing to do. But when I say, God, how come you did this? And then I go to my wife and say, what do you think? I didn't give God a chance to answer. I really didn't look for an answer from God. I didn't wait for an answer from God. I went to look for a man's answer. And that's what happened when Jesus was here. Jesus, tell us. He says, I tell you the truth, and you won't listen. I'm going to quit telling you. What a terrible thing to have somebody have Jesus tell them, I'm going to quit telling you who I am and what I'm doing. Because those people have not been with Jesus. And we don't want to fall into that trap, folks. And so when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. Speaking about the healing that had taken place in the previous chapter. Folks, what's the difference between somebody that lived their life like God was here, sent his son, left us the Bible, and then just went back to heaven to sit around up on his throne and just watch? Just wait. I wonder if we're going to do good today. I wonder what they're going to do. I wonder if they're going to talk to me today. I wonder if they're going to read my word. I wonder if they're going to let my Holy Spirit work in their lives today. Or do you see God that created the heavens and the earth and is here right now?
And is in the next congregation and is worshiping. And in the next congregation. And that's hard for us to understand because we can only be in one congregation. Not so with God.
He's God. He can be everywhere. He's a spirit. We can't come close to understanding him. And that's exactly what the Jews did here. We figured God out. We know who God is. Abraham's our father. Don't tell us what to do. That same type of attitude puts us in danger of denying Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit to work in our lives.
For we need to be here and all glorifying God, as the scripture has said. And it is right to listen to God more than anybody else. Anybody else. They have been with Jesus. Have we been with Jesus, folks? Looking back at the beginning of the chapter 4 in Acts. Now, as they spoke to the people, the priest, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. And it came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Ananias the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were with the family of the high priest, were gathered together in Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to all, to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man stands here before you whole. And this is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there any salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Folks, as always in the passages we read, there's tremendous amount of information and focus and learning. But the things that I've highlighted, they taught the people and preached Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And in teaching the people about Jesus and how precious he is and that he has raised from the dead and who he was, the Son of the Most High God, they're filled with the Holy Spirit, and this man stands by you whole, before you whole, because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. Now, Alex, Connor, why are you here this morning? You here because you came to church with us all those years? No. You're here because of Jesus. Now, some people's faith had a little bit of part in that. About that much. But Jesus had this big a part in guiding his heart and directing his heart and forgiving his heart. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to take away what we help the kingdom of heaven. But to recognize the power of Jesus in our lives today, not yesterday, not 2,000 years ago, he only did great things. And he helped people and he loved people and he cared. He has not left us alone. He is not set in some place where he does not relate with us. He does not care for us. We can't, you know, how many hairs of the head do we got right here in this room? And I'm not going to talk about who has more hairs than others. Okay? Is there millions of hairs on our heads all gathered? You know what? God knows exactly. And not only that, he knows the next congregation, the next congregation, the next congregation. And he knows the people that aren't even his haven't obeyed the gospel yet. By Jesus. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given by which men must be saved. You know, I was talking to somebody a while back, and I said, you know, there was a time right after I was baptized into Christ, 1986, you know, I just couldn't do any wrong. A control of my tongue was fabulous. I went for years and years without really saying anything mean or hateful or disrespectful. And then I got into, you know, I'm doing pretty good. I can help. I can do this on my own. And then I start reading God's holy word, and it says, you're not doing that right. You're not treating people right. You're not thinking right. Have you been with Jesus? And I think to myself, man, I've been standing alone. I've been relying on myself to direct my past instead of Jesus. And folks, that happens in our lives occasionally. It's nothing new to men. But for us to have the faith to rely on him and the power of his word to keep directing us back to him, not to give up on our faith, not to let sin separate us from the Most High God, not to let it be an excuse for not serving him, not to be an excuse for not loving other people. I proclaim this day I would be a wretch and a mess of a human being if it hadn't been for Jesus in my life. Have you been with Jesus? Are you teaching people? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Do you stand with Jesus? Do you believe there's no other way to get to heaven but by him and through him? Or do you think that good neighbor's good enough? It's better to listen to what God says or what man says. Our last passage of our lesson this morning comes from another passage after our scripture reading this morning in Acts 4. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God, who made the heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David has said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of the Lord with boldness. Our lesson again this morning, been with Jesus. Raise their voices to God with one accord. We've done that this morning. Thank you so much. I don't know about you, but it's great to hear people singing praises to one another, to God, and reminding us of our faith and our commitment to Him. But also, folks, to look at this passage and remember how many of us this morning on the way up were worried about this and worried about that, or I say up because we come north, 9 miles, big, long north trip, you know, to get here. Folks, how many of us took time today to thank God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all is in it? Have you been with Jesus this morning? Are you only with Jesus when you gather with the saints? We got examples. That's not what the apostles and the disciples did. They were with Jesus all the time. They relied on Jesus all the time. It's tough sometimes to ask people about Jesus. It's tough sometimes to share our faith with people. So I ask us, as they talked about this in the New Testament here in Acts, have we asked God for boldness to share our faith? Have we asked and prayed? They had prayed for God's Holy Spirit to guide us in our lives, to make good choices, to share our faith, to help those that are seeking and hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Have we said, "I am here, Lord, send me," in our daily lives? If we have, we've been with Jesus. That's what Jesus wants us to do. Turn to Him. What do you got planned for me today, Father in heaven? Jesus, how can I help the kingdom today? Or do we worry about whether the coffee's ready or not? Okay? Do we smell something cooking? What time is it? How many times do we hit the snooze? Folks, we all go through the same things in our lives. But we all also need to be with Jesus. We need to rely on Him. No matter what time you get up, where you work, whether you work or not, whatever your day beholds, Jesus has a plan for us to help Him in His kingdom. In closing this morning, you might remember these are going to be similar to what we're going to be singing in Invitation Song. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Have you been with Jesus? If you have not been, we offer the invitation this morning. If you haven't had your sins washed away and become a child of His by being baptized into Christ, we plead with you to do that today. If you have any other need, we also offer that invitation as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.